Now, getting back to the big story for the second half hour, the story that puts everything into its perspective, all these little pieces, tips of the iceberg that begin breaking off and coming together. The source of the information that I'm putting on the air now, I got from several people in the East Coast who are working with attorneys and reporters looking into the John DeLorean investment. Their information came from several prongs meeting at the same place. They got curious in the DeLorean investment because specifically they were supposed to bring Klaus Barbie back to the United States, and they had been interested in studying Joseph Mengele for many years. And John DeLorean had, according to them, had been in Bolivia to see Klaus Barbie, had made trips to Bolivia. And these people were looking, as I say, for Joseph Mengele. Their goal was to try to get him, but they weren't able to. The only way they could get him would probably to shoot him at a distance. They took pictures of him, but the people who paid them to bring him back said, don't bring him back dead. And Israel doesn't want them, which is typical for the Israeli power structure. And I won't say more on that at the time, but they did. They were able to locate and make arrangements to bring Klaus Barbie back. But what happened was that Mr. Hetrick, who was flying the Lear jets down to Colombia and down to Bolivia, couldn't accommodate them with Klaus Barbie because he was arrested on a cocaine deal and he was tied up with John DeLorean, so that the airplanes weren't leaving. And John DeLorean had a problem, so he was going to betray Klaus Barbie and keep the money to put into his company that was gone and promised to exchange funds for narcotics. In essence, the story is that they were going to, they bought $20 million worth of cocaine from Klaus Barbie, gave him the cash, he gave him the cocaine. DeLorean was caught with that. What he was arranging was the $60 million of the heroin. So what they were going to do is to get the drugs from Klaus Barbie and then deliver the cash because the other deal was so honorable. But Barbie was suspicious of it and wanted some money from them. So they took from John DeLorean's corporation in Utah, which already was a dummy front of a sort. He set that up with a loan from Chase Manhattan Bank, Continental Illinois. And then that links into the Chase, and I'll go into those outlines for you. But he had borrowed from Continental Illinois, which also was part of the Michael Sindona and David Kennedy and Richard Nixon combine, to get the Utah company and three in Nevada. So he was going to get the drugs from Klaus Barbie and then deliver him and have him arrested so they wouldn't have to pay him. So they were in trouble. DeLorean took the money from the Utah company and can't explain where it is and can't explain where the Swiss money is. And now it's clear why they can't explain, because then it would be tied up with the Nazi war criminal. And then you know where it goes from there. Now, the gentleman that was making the arrangements that met the courier that brought the money from Klaus Barbie to Switzerland, his name is Fritz Steinacker, Steinacker. He lives in Germany, and he went to Zurich, Switzerland. He's the attorney for Joseph Mengele, and according to these people, Mengele is the superior over Barbie. And they put the deposit of the DeLorean money in a Zurich bank. It was done by a courier, by a gentleman who works for the Associated Press. I have his name and his telephone number and his secretary's number, but I've given it to somebody in the news media who can go for the story. I've given the dates of the meetings in Zurich, Switzerland, and hopefully this story will not get lost. And if it is buried, and if you don't hear it in the newspaper, Washington Post, the New York Times, within a month or 2 months, then, they said the story will be breaking within days. But if you don't hear it, then I'll put all the details on the air and we'll spread it out that way. Now, there's a fellow, Brian Boland, B-O-Y-L-A-N, who wrote a book called Final Trace. It just came out. It's a paperback on Joseph Mengele. He had to make it a novel. It's heavily documented. Everything in it is true, but he had to put in the form of a novel to get it out. He's been down to Paraguay and seen Mengele at a distance. He was told by two telephone calls from Germany, don't go to South America again. Be careful or we'll get you later. And he got another call, said, it's better for your health if you write than if you try to find him. That's what I think. I stay home. I don't go down looking for those people. Stay home and write it. Don't go see them. And these men were in touch with another person 3 times a week who was a patient of Bengele's in Auschwitz, a concentration camp, 11-year-old patient. And they were experimenting on him because he was blonde and blue eyes and good physical condition. And this fellow lives in New York, and he was helping these riders, investigators, and he was killed two Sundays ago or so in New York. His name is Alex Dekel, D-E-C-K-E-L. He died in July of 1983. So those World Watchers in New York City that get this broadcast, look that up. I also got a letter this week that Bob Fass is interested in putting the programs back on WBAI. I was there for 3 years, and we were going strong and built up a tremendous audience until we got into the Nazi questions, and then Bob and I were taken off the air. It's been quite a while. He's back on, and I got a letter today that they're interested. Now, one of the head bureau chiefs of the Associated Press, as I say, I have his name, entertained the same fellow that went to Zurich, Switzerland with the money of Klaus Barbie that DeLorean had given them. He entertained Joseph Mengele at his home at Chatham, Massachusetts this summer. C-H-A-T-A-M, Massachusetts. Mengele has family in New Jersey, and the head of the Auschwitz concentration camps was in Massachusetts with the man who met Mengele's attorney in Zurich, Switzerland. Now, as the story goes on, I'll give you more, and there's another thing that goes with this story. George Bush, the director of the CIA, but he wasn't the director then. He was vice president, or about to be vice president. It was 1980. He didn't get inaugurated until 1981 in January. He was in San Francisco with Klaus Barbie, and there's a photograph of him. These men had it. They left one copy, and it was destroyed. George Bush with his arm around Klaus Barbie. Barbie had a shipping line. He worked for the CIA. Bush was director of the CIA for a long time with Edwin Wilson and Frank Turple and the who's who of espionage and murder and assassination and drugs. Remember two years ago in 1980, just about the time that he was hugging Klaus Barbie, Bush was here in the area, and I had pamphlets circulating and linking him to Edwin Wilson, Frank Turple, the Gestapo. Well, that was 2 years ago, and now there are photographs that will be available around of this particular saga of our current vice president hugging the Nazi war criminal, Klaus Barbie, and working with him, and he's under the pay of the CIA. Now, the way the story came down was these men were supposed to bring, as I say, Barbie to the United States. The Learjet was hired. Mr. Hetrick, who flies DeLorean around, made a deal. He was caught with a cocaine package coming into Florida, and his sons were flying with him, and Edwin Wilson's son, and he made a deal. I'll go to jail and plead guilty and bring in DeLorean if my sons are kept out, and that was the deal. That's real love for your children. I hope they grow up and appreciate it someday. And he flew the planes down to Colombia and Bolivia and got the cocaine. The deal went sour, and by a fluke, just by a fluke, Klaus Barbie was arrested. He wasn't supposed to be arrested. And then he had to pull out this money, this $7 million from Utah, as I say, and that is the story that I got this week. And so I want to review with you some of the stories in the news and some on John DeLorean, keeping that saga in mind. And for those of you who listen to the program locally, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope and get the outline. I charted the saga of John DeLorean and Henry Kissinger, and as much as I can do on the air tonight to make the names fit into place, I hope I can do this for you, and you can get the sheet and fill it yourself. And I'm going to give a brief summary of some of these people and how they worked together. In 1945 and 46 and 47, when World War II was officially over, Mr. Anton Fritz Kramer, the man who discovered Henry Kissinger, places him and both of them are at Oberammergau in Germany and with the 970th CIC U.S. Army Intelligence. I mentioned that several weeks ago on the broadcast. And Henry Kissinger is also on the board of 20th Century Fox if you make an arrow or a circle across this chart. But moving under to the right of this chart, January 1955, when the war is over, Otto von Bolschwing, Adolf Eichmann's superior, comes to the United States. And in 1959, 4 years later, Helene von Damm, as part of the Galen operation from Vienna, comes to the United States in 1968 to 76. She's the secretary for Ronald Reagan, Helene von Damm, from Austria, and at the same time, she's the translator for Otto von Bolschwing from the corporation TCI, Transcomputer Investment. She's the translator, she's invested money in it, and she's working for this corporation. And while she's working for Ronald Reagan and working for the Galen organization, the Nazi Galen organization with Otto von Bolschwing, she marries a man, Christian von Damm, whose name she keeps, And Christian Von Dahm is now in 1983, that's 1970, he's down in La Paz, Bolivia, where the cocaine king was and where they're still continuing the Bolivian traffic. Now, he's down there in 1983, Christian Von Dahm in La Paz. He's vice president of the Bank of America. I was just reading a story today of the Bank of America loaned John DeLorean $34 million. This was in the New York Times, October 21st, 1982. Jeff Gerth, the Bank of America in California, loaned DeLorean $34 million credit. So they certainly would want him to pick up $60 million of cocaine to pay the Bank of America back just for that reason alone. And Von Dahm, who is the ambassador to Austria, keeps the name Von Dahm. Christian Von Dahm is vice president of the bank that DeLorean borrowed from. And DeLorean is down there in La Paz, Bolivia, trying to get the money from the cocaine master, Klaus Barbie. Now, Joseph Ball of the Warren Commission, going down on the chart, is the attorney for John DeLorean, who comes in and supplies their needs. And DeLorean is down there in Bolivia at the same place as Christian Von Dahm. Now, thanks to Henry Kissinger's Army Intelligence, going down here, Kissinger with Army Intelligence, with Klaus Barbie, with the CIC, with the CIA, the Vatican, it was involved. They gave aliases and guides and sent Mr. Barbie down with Mr. Gomez to Bolivia in return for wiping out any resistance of poor people down there, or those branded, like in Nicaragua, the slaves branded on the shoulders. The job of Klaus Barbie was to teach how to handle these people. Now, getting over to the right of this diagram, in 1981 to 1983, 20th Century Fox Film Studio is formed. And I've mentioned this many times, and when I say 20th Century Fox, remember they own all of Pebble Beach. You local people around here, they own the entire area of Pebble Beach and surrounding territory right where we live, this beautiful area here. And I do want to go into some murders of famous Pebble Beach people and around DeLorean, a whole series of them. Now, 20th Century Fox is owned 50% by Mark Rich, who was involved with a scandal that was in the newspapers this week. He was just fined. Mark Rich's firm was ordered to pay a $1 million fine because he won't tell where $20 million went. He's missing between $15 and $20 million, that figure, July 16th, 1983. And John DeLorean had to cough up $20 million for Klaus Barbie. And Mark Rich is on the board. He owns 50% of 20%. Let me get this straight. Marvin Davis owns 30% of 20th Century Fox. Chris Kraft owns 20%, and Mark Rich owns 50%. And John DeLorean is on the board of Chris Kraft. John DeLorean is part of 20th Century Fox on the board of directors. And Marvin Davis from Colorado, close friend with Frank Sinatra, and Ronald Reagan, of course, owns 30%. And Mark Rich, with offshore banking coming out of Netherlands Antilles, is being fined $1 million as of this week and $50,000 a day till he tells where this missing diverted $20 million is. Now, if it's diverted to John DeLorean to give to Klaus Barbie for cocaine, imagine what a scandal that entangles. And then, as I say, tie that in the next few weeks to Johnny Carson's banks in the Cayman Islands and the Hollywood gang. Oh, boy, are they getting sticky. So Simon Rifkin, the attorney that I have on this chart, and I've had this many times, the attorney for TCI, which is the corporation that Von Dahm works for, he set up TCI. He's also the attorney for Chris Kraft, that John DeLorean is on the board, and for Sterling Bank and for Michael Sindona and the Vatican link to General Motors. So the attorney in common with DeLorean and Chris Kraft is the attorney in common with Helene Von Dahm, and down to La Paz, Bolivia, and down to the cocaine connections and the Bank of America. DeLorean is on that board. Now, down below where Henry Kissinger and Fritz Kramer get together with their Army intelligence, various people that were involved with the killing of John Kennedy, the covering up of the murder, are all involved in this case. John McCloy was the High Commissioner of Germany who released the top Nazis and got them off so they could begin circulating around the world into the drug dealing and funding Nazis around the world. He's head of Chase Manhattan, and he was over putting Kissinger and into power. He put him in Germany, and then he put him at Harvard University along with Fritz Kramer, his protege. Alan Dulles set up the headquarters at Oberammergau in the 970th CIC with Klaus Barbie. Alan Dulles was on the Warren Commission with John McCloy. Joseph Ball, the attorney for John DeLorean, was on the Warren Commission with John McCloy and Alan Dulles. And Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission is on the board of 20th Century Fox with Henry Kissinger and along with Chris Kraft or Simon Rifkin and John DeLorean and Mark Rich and all those mysterious people. I often said for many years that the true story of the Kennedy assassination goes back to the drugs and the Nazis, and you see, if you get this chart, how they all come together. George Bush, as director of the CIA, worked with Klaus Barbie and with Nugenhan Bank and heroin and cocaine. Now, Klaus Barbie needed that $60 million to pay back his various debts, so they were going to be, not Klaus Barbie, I'm sorry, John DeLorean needed $60 million to pay back his various debts, and it was to come in from Thailand to Bolivia and then up to the United States to Hollywood for the cocaine links and into the Bahama Cayman Islands. Now, all of these people have links to the Vatican. Sindona with Simon Rifkin and their work with Licio Gelli and Ronald Reagan. John DeLorean was arrested in 1982, in the fall of 82. Klaus Barbie was arrested in January 83 and thrown into France. Joseph Mengele's attorney is in Zurich, November 13 and 15th with the DeLorean money in the numbered account. And Henry Kissinger is back in business by July 1983 to help wipe out Central America and make it safe for these people to continue their slavery and their drug traffic. Now, the other side of the chart, which also has to do not with 20th Century Fox so much, but Henry Kissinger as the emperor. My friend Lydia and I refer to him as the emperor, the drug king, because wherever John McCloy and Alan Dulles and Henry Kissinger and Fritz Kramer went, they opened up the narcotic market all over the world. So you take Henry Kissinger, who leaves Germany and goes to Harvard in U.S. intelligence, working for Chase Manhattan, and that other diagram on the other side of this page, the first coup he achieves is in Iran. They put the Pahlavi family in, and they're back in action, dealing their narcotics from the Middle East and from all Persia and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iran. That coup was August 53. That was Kissinger's first successive coup for the drug traffic that later takes him to Southeast Asia and the Diem murder and Chile with the Yeni murder in Pakistan and Bhutto and on the Lumumba in the Congo. This was the first grand coup for Henry the K, and he becomes part of the Pahlavi family. And Mr. William Rogers, the attorney for the Pahlavi family, was Secretary of State and had close dealings with Iran till the Shah was kicked out. Now, next to that is Alan Dulles and his close links to the Vatican and Klaus Barbie and Henry Kissinger again and their influence in the 1971 presidential election of Richard Nixon. He's in by 71. Barbie is busy with a cocaine connection. Now, when Henry Kissinger was over in Germany, Tom Dewey and Earl Warren were running for president in 1948, and then Kissinger is brought back to Harvard at that time period, and Fritz Kramer is put in the Pentagon. They don't win the presidency. They're the candidates together. Dewey has strong links to organized crime in New York, and he takes Lucky Luciano from Murder Incorporated over to Italy to begin the drug network. And Earl Warren, discovered by Murray Chotiner of organized crime, the governor of California, the two run for presidency, and they don't win. Richard Nixon was supposed to win. He's importing the Iron Guard in the 50s and the Romanian Iron Guard and the Nazi war criminals, the proteges of Murray Chotiner, handpicked by Howard Hughes and the Mafia from the Caribbean. He loses the election to John Kennedy in 1960, but William Rogers all surfaces again. He is part of the Pahlavi Foundation, 35 years a friend of Richard Nixon's. He surfaces on the board of directors of 20th Century Fox, again with Henry Kissinger, Madame Chenault. It seems that that studio has to be the center of espionage and narcotics in the United States. The high-powered people like Gerald Ford, Henry Kissinger, and William Rogers are all there, and they all have links to the narcotics traffic, to the Vatican, to the Shah of Iran, the deposed Shah. He's out, but the narcotics that float in from Southeast Asia, and then with Klaus Barbie, as soon as Richard Nixon was president, down in South America. They opened up through their wars, through the war in Korea, the Pusan, Southeast Asian narcotics, up into the United States and all over the world to Marseille and the refineries there. The Vietnam War began the escalation through Nguyen Han to the United States with Henry Kissinger at the helm and Fritz Kramer funding the narcotics, exchanging narcotics for Gestapo armbands and death squads all over the world. The Southeast Asian War did that. The South American coups were to make the world safe for the drug markets, and the Iranian market was tied up the Golden Arches through the Pahlavi Foundation until they were deposed, and then Kissinger had to help overthrow Pakistan to keep that drug traffic coming into the United States. Now, all of these people have relationships in common to the Kennedy assassination, to the drug market, to Henry Kissinger, and now he's sort of the vacuum cleaner or the broom to sweep out Central America. He's contaminated every other country in the world and brought in fascism, so now he's on this great committee to clean out and kill off the people of Central America. Now, I want to mention just a few articles regarding these subjects and these outlines that are pretty fast, but as I say, you can send for them, and those of you that subscribe the tape have them, and I hope you understand them. The New York Times had a story, this Jeff Gers story, October 21st, 1982, with large diagrams of DeLorean's car company, and he says in November of 78, he started a car company in Belfast, Ireland, financed by the British government, and formed a corporation called GPD, and that was for independent contracts for DeLorean cars. $18 million was to go to GPD. $12 million was from the British, from Great Britain, and $15 million went to a group called GPD. Now, by the time GPD was started, a woman in Geneva, Switzerland, opened up an agreement for DeLorean, Marie Denise J-U-H-A-N, J-U-H Juhan. I don't know whether it's a silent J or not. She opened up in Geneva, Switzerland, an office for John DeLorean, but, according to the New York Times, GPD was never registered in Switzerland, and there was no record of any car work ever done out of that company. The prospectus for GPD said it was developing money that would go to Lotus Car, and right after that, Mr. Colin Chapman of Lotus Car was murdered in England. Now, DeLorean promised the British government he would take the money they gave him and divorce himself from all outside business. And the reason I single out this particular article is that I don't think DeLorean suddenly went to Claus Barbie and said, I need money. I think he was in hanky-panky for a long, long time. And according to this study, he said, I won't do anything else. I'll have only the DeLorean Motor Company. But instead of doing that, he never went to the business. The New York Times article by Jeff Gers said, instead of devoting his time, 100% of his time to the car company, he gave little to it. He didn't even go to Ireland except for the day he'd fly over, and he lived in London. He gave little to the company at all, and he was interested more in a company in Logan, Utah. DeLorean spent all of his time promoting his personal deals. In 1979, he acquired this company, the Snow Vehicle, Snow probably meaning cocaine, and he had one private deal, this one in Utah, where he spent a lot of time at the Snow Vehicle Company in Logan, Utah. You can see how dangerous it would be to take that money and pay Claus Barbie out of Utah, because out of Utah is David Kennedy, one of the highest elders of the Mormon Church, who worked with Michael Sindona and is wanted on a murder charge in Italy for killing the investigator, the judge, in the investigation of the Vatican money and various scandals, banking scandals over in Europe. The High Mormon and the Vatican Church are linked in this. Why? What do they have in common? What they have in common is fascism, to put down labor organizations around the world and put in world fascism. That's the one thing they have in common. So he purchased this company, and the money came from Continental Illinois. The Continental Illinois also loaned Marvin Davis out of 20th Century Fox. It was run by Mr. David Kennedy. It's tied up with endless scandals and financial dealings that are surfacing in other articles. So the company was registered in Switzerland. There was no record of it. Then he took some more money, millions of dollars, and put it in Nevada. And when this article was written in 1982, Jeff Gers said they couldn't determine what activities they had in Nevada. Well, Paul Laxalt, who runs Ronald Reagan's campaign, who's fundraiser for the Republican Party, funded by Licio Gelli and Michael Sindona and the Nazis and the P2, and the Vatican Bank, heavily funded by these various people and narcotics dealers, Paul Axalt was the governor of Nevada. He's a senator from Nevada. Three companies of DeLorean, the DeLorean Motor Company, the Research and Experiment Company, and the Christina, named after his lovely, beautiful wife, who's getting several, like $20,000 worth of clothes to wear at the trial. She's a beautiful woman, and like Modine, even more famous, and she's going to flash her baby blues and hope the jury will understand that he has to get home to that woman. He can't sit in jail. So she's got her hair changed and her look changed, and she's talking about her devout Christianity and that God will get them through. They go to any God they can, because most of the gods at the higher level electronic churches are probably supporting them all the way. So money from the Continental Illinois, which is tied up, is into DeLorean's dummy funds, and also the Bank of America, as I say, $34 million he owes. They gave him a credit. They had to extend it. And vice president of the bank is Mr. Christian Von Dahm. Now, she's married to somebody else now, the ambassador to Vienna. Why doesn't she change the name from Von Dahm, except it's a good espionage name? So the answer is redundant. She's keeping it because she wants to be known as Von Dahm, and she doesn't want Byron Leeds or whatever. That doesn't sound distinguished enough when you live in Vienna. You want a good German name, and she's got it. Well, as I say, the L.A. Times, July 16th, 1987, has the story of Mark Rich being fined $50,000 a day plus $1 million because he won't tell about money that was diverted from his firm. And I asked the question February the 7th, 1982, broadcast 583, where did John DeLorean get his cocaine? Where was the heroin delivery? Who did he distribute it to? And then I wrote on the sheet, if DeLorean talks, there could be an inquisition in Los Angeles. And there was a story about that. Will John DeLorean deliver Hollywood, from the New York Daily News? Now, another judge investigating this case was gunned down. General Carlo Alberto Della Chiesa was killed last September the 3rd, 1982, in Palermo, Switzerland. And this week, Judge Rocco Ciccinini, I'll spell it for you, R-O-C-C-O-C-H-I-N-N-I-C-I. He was investigating the mafia and the links also that go to the Vatican, but he also, according to the newspaper stories, was investigating the money and the drugs that went into the United States from Thailand. Boy, wouldn't you shoot that judge down if the Thailand drugs went to Claus Barbie and then to the United States and the Vatican was helping them. You'd shoot that one down, and they did. These judges are dying like flies. It's really a tragedy. And this one was killed, blown up, and other people were killed with him. But he was getting close, too close. And if it's Claus Barbie, they'll kill every judge they have to, if they have to kill 1,000 of them. And I don't know how long this can go on. Another story from the Houston Post, July 21st, a caller claims to be the abductor of that young girl that lived in the Vatican with her family. She's held by the people that want Ajahn released. And they said they're going to kill John Paul II because he's a subversive servant of the CIA. John Paul II is a political instigator. And according to Roman Catholic Magazine, there's a threat to kill the Pope because of his links to the CIA, and he's a disgrace. I think the Italian people are angry that $50 million went to Lech Walesa and down the drain. I would be angry, or $22 billion went to Licio Gelli and through the Vatican channels and not to Italy. So there was a threat to kill him. And incidentally, at Bohemian Grove this week, another story in the newspaper this week, July the 1st, 1983, Henry Kissinger was there with World Bank President A.W. Clausen. A.W. Clausen was president of Bank of America that John DeLorean owes the $34 million and Christian Von Dahm is vice president of. So they were, as I say, in their tutus, but I bet they were talking more about those stories than trying to escape their cares of the world the past 2 weeks. Well, the time is up now. It is 9 o'clock and this hour has gone by. Hope it's gone as fast for you as it has for me. It's a long time to concentrate. I really test you at this one, but it's a good try. I hope you're doing well. This is Mae Brussel on KAZU-FM in Pacific Grove, California.